Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, they're headed back to the Sweet 16 for a second straight year, barely. Alexa Goulbe's two free throws with a second to play sealed it Monday night as Terry Moore and Hoosiers survived a second-half Princeton Tiger comeback to win this Monday nail-biter, 56-55. Indiana advancing to play Saturday in the Bridgeport, Connecticut Regional. All-American senior Grace Berger hit a free throw and then a field goal to give Indiana a 54-52 lead just inside the half-minute mark after Princeton grabbed the lead 52-51 at 1:12. Some comeback by Princeton. Indiana led by 14 at the six-minute mark in the third quarter. Then the Tigers went on a 13-2 run to close it out. At the end of three 45-42 trailers, they extended the run into the fourth quarter, 21-6, to actually grab a 50-49 lead, but Indiana battled back. They scored but 17 points in the second half. Grace had 15, Nicole had 12, and Mackenzie Holmes with 10 and 8 rebounds. So the journey continues to Connecticut Saturday for the Indiana women, now 24-8. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, it was a heck of a run, wasn't it? That Saturday rally against Indianapolis Cathedral fell short. But make no mistake about this. Those three seniors, Marco Fitch, Nate Hoffman, Nick Kleiber, put Bloomington North on the map, and his head coach Jason Spear was reflecting.
I'm just super proud of the guys. These guys certainly made a statement to be able to, you know, be back-to-back conference champions, win the sectional and the regional the way that we did. I mean, certainly, you know, put us on the map. And just briefly about the three seniors. I mean, I'm telling you, just every day, you know, practice. Every time those guys put on a practice uniform, put on a game uniform, they are excellent representatives of Bloomington North.
It'll be one of those things that you kind of think about right now, and it's such a flash, but to show his determination and to be able to do the things that he's done, not just at the second half of the season, but for his entire career. So grateful for Nick. He's a fantastic basketball player, even better kid.
Nick, by the way, finished with 1,097 points, fourth in North Boys school history and number 24 in Boys County history. It was a great run, 24-4. Our thought for this Tuesday, beware of little expenses. A small leak will sink a great ship. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.